ourselves to partake of the Lord's table. And turn, if you would, in your scripture to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians 11, we'll be looking at 23 through 32. Very familiar verses when it comes to the Lord's Supper or the Lord's table. And I want us to challenge this morning, just for a few minutes before we partake, of starting the new year. Does everybody realize this is the last Sunday of 2018? Tim, Tracy, Laura, good to see you guys today. Keep the Trivett family in your prayers with the loss of JB. And well, again, we didn't lose him. We know where he's at. Praise God, we'll see him again. And Judy's sick. Keep her in your prayers. But the end of this last Sunday in 2018. Now think about that. I don't know about you, but fastest year of my life, bar none. It's like, where did it go? Where did it go? And yet we, if we live and make it to Wednesday of next week, we'll be facing a brand new year. 2019. My question this morning is, did you grow in the Lord 2018? Did you grow in your walk spiritually with Him? Can you see milestones within your year if you look back over it? Can you see milestones and markers and Ebenezers that mark where your growth in the Lord has went forward? Something for us to think about before we partake of the Lord's table. And spiritually, we should grow. If we're not growing, we're going backwards. There's no plateaus. I want to challenge you in 2019. How will you grow in the Lord? What will we do different? Will we just come to church, go through the routine, never changing, never doing anything any different? Is that what God has called us to do? Or will we purpose? I told my Sunday school class today, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. Okay, that's a good saying, but that's the truth. What will you purpose to do under the Lord 2019 to make a difference in your spiritual walk with Him? It's coming. It's coming. 2018, you might look back and say, boy, I'm glad it's over. It might be a marker of a lot of hardships or a lot of bad things that happened. But you know what? 2019 awaits for you, each and every one of us. And what a great way to end this year, last Sunday, partaking of the Lord's Supper. I can't think of a better way, as we just celebrated the Lord's birth and Christmas, and some of you probably still got the decorations or still up and thinking, I've got to get them down. Not till after the first year. But what, you know, we celebrate that birth, but He didn't stay that baby but grew into a man and gave His life on a hill called Calvary on a cross, died and was buried and rose again the third day that we might find eternal life in His name. That's what this supper is about today, though. Communion that we have. And I want us to think about as we think and we partake of this supper, it's almost like a rehearsal dinner, if you please. And I've got the privilege of getting to marry some of you, and we'll come and we'll practice on Friday night for Saturday's big to do as far as the wedding coming and the big moment of the wedding. And Friday night rehearsal and we always have a dinner, right, that leads up to that great feast. And it's almost like this is the rehearsal dinner, if you please, of the marriage supper of the Lamb. One day we will partake together in heaven with Jesus Christ. And the Scripture says He will serve us. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? This is just a precursor of that great time. And so looking forward, and really as we come to the end of the year, we'll look back at the year, but we'll also look forward to the new one. And this is a great time of the supper, the communion, reminding us that we look back, remembering what He's done, but we also look forward because it says He's coming again. Praise God. So keeping that in mind as we partake of the Lord's table, I want us to think as we end 2018, three ways that we should come to the Lord's table. First, come rejoicing. Look at verses 23 to 24. But let's do this. Let's stand to our feet and honor the reading of God's Word. 1 Corinthians 11, let's read 23 through 32. If you've got God's Word, please open it, whether electronically or the pew Bible in front of you. Why? So that you know that I am preaching you from the Word of God this morning. The Word of God says this, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if you would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I pray, dear God, as we partake of your table, as we partake of this great communion, we remember what you've done, and we are prepared in a worthy manner to partake of it, looking forward to the future when you'll return, because we ask these things in Christ's name. And all God's people said, you may be seated. Think about how we should come to the Lord's table. First, come rejoicing. Look what it says, verse 23-24. "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks." Paul's challenging his fellow believers that he's just passing on what was given to him. Do you realize each and every one of us here that is a child of the King this morning? It was because somebody cared enough to share the gospel with you, whether it was mom or dad or grandma and grandpa or a friend or somebody passed it on, shared the good news of Jesus Christ with you. Let me challenge you, 2019, share it with somebody. Praise God, we are to come rejoicing. Salvation is that which has been given to us. And Paul said, it was delivered to me by what? That the Lord Jesus, that same night he was betrayed. What did he do? He took the bread and he gave thanks. Oh my goodness. This night would be the last night that Jesus would be alive on the earth. He was facing the cross. He was different. He was the God-man, 100% God, 100% man. He knew exactly what was going to take place. He knew what he would suffer. And yet he takes the bread and he gives thanks. Why? He knew what it would mean. How does he know what it means? Hey, he would look down through time 2,018 years later, and here we are still partaking of that which he said to do. We should come rejoicing, guys. Why? Because of what Christ has done. These elements signify unity. You say, what are you talking about? That we come together as God's people. Look around your family, your South Fork church family. Love you. If you're one of us, you know what I'm talking about. And I fought many phone calls. That's not just a haphazard thing. It's with a purpose that we understand. We're family. We're family. We do life and death together. It doesn't get any closer than that. We're family. And so in unity we come. We should rejoice in that. We have unity. And what is that unity? The blood of Jesus Christ as believers. Supersedes it all. Our idiosyncrasies, those little things that we can't stand against about each other. It supersedes all that. It's the unity of Christ. That the many can come together as one in him. That's something to rejoice about. He gave thanks. This is never for showing off. This is the laying aside of biases and prejudice and resentments and arrogance. This is laying it all aside and in unity coming to the Lord's table because of what Christ has done for us. In that we should come rejoicing, but also come remembering. Look at verses 24b through 26. He broke and said this, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." The time reminds us of Jesus' death, the cross of Christ. has this great emphasis on remembering. Why did he keep telling us to remember? Because guess what? We have a tendency to forget. Can anybody say amen? We have a tendency to forget, and we get so busy. Think about 2018 was a very busy year, full of stuff, full of good stuff, and the church can become so busy that we forget about what is the basis of why we do what we do. It's because of Him and what He's done and the sacrifice for Him. Our business will make us, if we're not careful, take us away from these moments that we meditate on Christ, that we remember what He's done, that great sacrifice and why He's done it. He did it for you and He did it for me. Why? Because we need a Savior. We were born in sin. We were born without hope. We lived in the realm of hopelessness. Christ gave us hope, gave us purpose. And here we are. Together in Him. Brings us back, reminds us of this supper and this seal of the new covenant from then on, that Passover that they were partaking of would no longer be the Passover, but it would be the communion, the Lord's table, and that blood of the covenant would be the blood that He would shed on the cross for us. And that cup of the new covenant, my blood, He says. The old covenant was superseded by the new, and we partake of that this morning. His death sealed this new covenant, and this supper remembers it. When you partake of it, just don't go through the routine, but think about what the elements mean, what they mean in your own life. You know, for somebody that had never been to a communion or a Lord's Supper, it would seem odd, wouldn't it? You came in and said, what in the world are they doing? We are following the Lord's command that each one, it might seem strange, but it's not strange to us because it represents the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He has done. And He says this, proclaim the Lord's death, resurrection until what? Because He's coming again, till He comes. We are not to quit doing this ordinance until He comes. When can He come, preacher? Anytime. Anytime. Are you ready? Will we make it to 2019 without His coming? Only He knows. And if He came in 2018, would you be ready? Are we ready? He says, do this till He comes. We'll partake and we'll take the cup, we'll take the bread, and we do this remembering of what He has done in the past on that cross, but also looking forward to what He's going to do in the future. He's going to return and redeem all of us, all His children. We'll all be together in there. It'll be a great resurrection morning. Whew. To meet Him in the air, forever to be with the Lord. That's what heaven is, by the way. If heaven to you is streets of gold and gates of pearl and all these things, that's a package. Heaven's a person. His name's Jesus. His name's Jesus. It's not about mansions. It's about Jesus. It's about being in His presence. And He says, do this as a remembrance of me. Not for what, only what I've done, but what I'm going to do in the future that He holds. So we come rejoicing. We come remembering, but last we come reflecting. Look at verses 27 through 32. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. No one, by the way, is worthy. None of us is worthy. So how are we to come in that manner? We remember what He's done, and remember it was because of Christ that we can partake of it. We come in an unworthy manner when we come to the table with sin in our life, when we're not a Christian, when we don't believe in Him, but we just go through the routine of it. We come and we take unworthily when we come with sin in our life that we will not forsake or will not repent of. Unworthily. don't come in that way. And Paul reminds us that the judgment that comes from taking the Lord's Supper says, many are weak and many sick among you and many sleep. And some sickness has come and death has come because we partake of it unworthily. That's how important that it is. That's what the Scripture is saying. This is not what a man says, but what does God say? Don't take of it unworthily. It comes with consequences. And so he tells us to examine ourselves. That can be a frightening aspect, by the way. We're a child of God, though. He says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, 1 John 1:9. So we come and we examine. We come reflecting on our own life. God loves his church. But he also sets himself against those things that are against the church. Sometimes our world looks like it's overwhelming and that it could be winning. But the Scripture tells us that the gates of hell shall not prevail against God's church. Doesn't matter how bad it gets. We as believers will stand. So we do this in remembrance of him. We come and we join. We come together joyfully and freely confessing our sins. Great time to remember what Christ has done for us. So I'll pray and you guys, the deacons, come and prepare to give out the elements. Let's pray. Father, each and every one of us need to examine our hearts right now. Need to examine our lives. We need to see those areas that maybe sin is that we need to ask you to forgive us of that. You told us to examine ourselves to see. And so I pray that each person here, first I want to pray if somebody's here that don't know you as personal Savior, that's the first thing that they'll see. Lord, they know in their life is not given unto Christ. They've never given it to Christ. They've thought about it, all these things, but Lord, they're not a child of God, that they make that right. That right now, all they have to do is say, Lord Jesus, I see through the Holy Spirit, through your word, that God, I'm not a child of God, and I desire to be. And so I'm asking you to come into my life, come into my heart, forgive me of my sin. I turn to you. The Bible says all that calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Maybe others that are looking at areas they need to confess will be right before the Lord, before we partake. I pray, God, do a work in each heart. Forgive me of my own sin. Lord, as just because a pastor that stands behind a desk does not keep me from all my own areas of sin, all areas of unrighteousness. Forgive me, Lord, where I fail you. Let us partake of the Lord's Supper in a worthy manner. Thank you for what you've done on the cross. And thank you for what you're going to do when you come to redeem us. We ask these things in the wonderful name of Jesus, our Savior.
God, I give you what I can today. We scatter ashes that I hid away. I lay them all at your feet. From the corners of my deepest shame, the empty places where I've worn your name, show me the love. Say I believe, oh help me to lay it down, oh Lord I lay it down, oh let this be where I die, my Lord with thee. Crucified, be lifted high. once and for all. Oh, once and for all. There is victory in my Savior's loss, and in the crimson flowing from the cross. Pour over me, pour over me. Oh, let this be where I die. My Lord, with thee crucified, and be lifted high as my kingdom's fall. Once and for all. Oh, once and for all. Oh, let this be where I die. My Lord, with thee crucified, be lifted high as my kingdom's fall. Oh, once and for all, once and for
given thanks, he broke it. He said, take heed, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup. This be where I die, my Lord, with thee crucified, be lifted high as my kingdom's fall, once and for all. Oh, once and for all. There is victory in my Savior's loss, and in the crimson flowing from the cross. Pour over me, pour over me. Oh, let this be where I die. My Lord, with thee crucified, be lifted high as my kingdom's born. also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. I want to have maybe a unique time of invitation. How many of you would just gather with me around this altar? What a way to finish off 2018. Let's all stand to our feet. You would, let's come forward, those that can, and let's find a place around the altar. Finishing off 2018, praying as God's children. If you're a visitor, make yourself, hey, you're welcome to come. Feel at home. It's not just for church, but the church as a whole, okay? Find you a place. For Jesus' blood and his body. Thank you for the sacrifice that was made for us. Lord, I pray as we face this new year and the uncertainties of this new year, we know who holds tomorrow. We know who holds our hand. We praise you for that. We ask for every soul that's around this place, or God, those that are in the pews, God, if they don't know you as personal Savior, that today, Lord, I pray they make it right. What a great way to end 2018. But Lord, if they have received you, they'll make it known. God, help us as your children to make it known. Help us in 2019 to purpose in our heart to share the gospel and the message of Christ. We thank you and we praise you for what he's done. Lord, I pray, God, that 2019 will be a banner year for the kingdom. Not that a place be grown, a church name, or a group of people, but that the kingdom would be grown, that Christ's name would be made much of, that children and families would be grown closer under the umbrella of Christ, that husbands and wives that maybe are estranged brought together in the name of Christ, that children be strengthened as they go to school and represent Christ, as we're on our jobs, everywhere that we are. Lord, I pray that Christ will be glorified. Thank you for this privilege. I pray for each person that's here. God, I ask you those special needs that are around this altar. Thank you right now. Let us lay them.